Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
Well, there are so many great things happening at the Pro Football Hall of Fame and all of the events surrounding it. It's not just limited to pro football. And we've got an old friend, I'll call him, but he's not old, but he's still a friend. Good morning, Adrian Allison. How are you?
Pam, good morning. I like that introduction. I am not old, but I am a friend.
All right. That sounds good. Boy, congratulations on your new role with the Hall of Fame. Tell us what this is about.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. But basically, as you said, the Hall of Fame, you know, not only does the enshrinement ceremony and the, you know, the Hall of Fame game and all the activities around it, but, you know, over the last 2 years with the pandemic year in between, we formed a partnership with the Black College Football Hall of Fame that one day we will have the Black College Football Hall of Fame inside of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. What is the Black College Football Hall of Fame? You say it is basically players and contributors and coaches who went to historically Black colleges and HBCUs and that excelled. And their stories are pretty significant. I don't know if you knew this or not, but 34 of the 354 Hall of Famers all went to HBCUs. Those individuals were trailblazers. Many of them truly were first in their fields, in their respective positions or roles. Accelerating, for example, Coach Art Shell really broke the coaching color barrier in the modern era. And so there's so many great stories. So we have that Black College Football Hall of Fame, and surrounding that we have the Black College Football Hall of Fame Classic, which we've held on Labor Day. The goal there is, again, to bring spotlight to what these great men have accomplished. And I get the great responsibility of helping to tell their stories, not just to Canton, but to the world. So that's part of the job. And then the other part, I get the opportunity to really partner with our Pro Football Hall of Famers as we make their experience here in Canton and around the country really special.
Yeah, and when you talk about those players, those 34 that you mentioned, and the players and the coaches and contributors, it's a really, really important and special thing to them. So the fact that the Hall of Fame is, you know, wrapping its arms around this and bringing it a lot more attention is pretty spectacular.
It is. I mean, they have had the Black College Football Hall of Fame was started by two pioneers, Doug Williams. Most people know Doug Williams, first African-American quarterback to ever win the Super Bowl, and James Shaq Harris. Many people are less familiar with him, but actually he preceded Doug Williams. He was the first African-American to start in a Pro Bowl. He was the first one to be named Pro Bowl MVP. He was the first to start a playoff game. Those two gentlemen started because they knew the stories needed to be told. They have been trying for over a decade to find a place, a permanent place, where they could tell the stories. And it just so happens that our mission of honoring the heroes of the game fit with their mission of honoring the heroes of the game. And so our goal is to make it happen for them. And they are ecstatic, and we are ecstatic to be partners with them.
So as you, you know, move through all of these duties with this, I mean, obviously it's kind of mapped out for you, but you're adding to, you know, all of the things that are happening to honor these folks. What other kinds of things with the hall will you be doing as well besides this?
Well, so the in addition to, again, the game, so I'm going to take you back to Labor Day this year. Labor Day weekend of this year, we had just a incredible weekend. We had a gospel concert at Centennial Plaza. We had 5,000 people there. We had vendors, almost 40 vendors out selling food. We had fun. I'll be responsible, you know, for that. We have a fellowship that's associated with it when we give a graduate of HBCU an opportunity to fellowship at the hall. We do that. We're going to do educational programming as part of the partnership, so that people can really wrap their arms around who these young, not young people, these great heroes are. And then in addition to that, I have the responsibility of, again, making sure that our Hall of Famers, you know, we have over 100 Hall of Famers, not Black College Football Hall of Famers, but actual Hall of Famers, come back every year to this community. One of my responsibilities, along with my team, is to make sure that their experience from a Hall of Fame perspective is A-plus all the time, that they are always know that they are our honored guests, because we are honoring them as the heroes of the game.
Yeah, we love to be, you know, showcasing this. And, of course, there are quite a few Black and gold guys that are part of the Black College Football Hall of Fame. So.
Oh, here we go.
I'm sorry.
Oh, here we go, Pam. Yeah, I know. Here you say it. Well, you know what? It actually is true, though. I will confess, you know, Donnie Schell.
Mel Blunt.
Just went into the hall. Mel Blunt. Bill Nunn. Who's a contributor, John Stallworth.
Yes.
Those guys all were squillers, and they were Black College Hall of Famers, and they were Pro Football Hall of Famers. And I'm glad you saw that overlap and that connect, because at the end of the day, the mission is to honor them. So, you know, we're excited about that. I appreciate, you know, our new president, Jim Porter. I mean, he noticed that we had made a commitment to be a partner with the Black College Football Hall of Fame. And he said, if we're going to do it, let's be all in. And one of the ways to show that you're all in is by dedicating resources to it. And I'm happy to be part of the resources dedicated to it.
Well, even though you just said squealers, I'll still call you my friend, Adrian Allison.
Hey, what am I going to say? My brownies are in trouble right now. They're squirming.
It's a long season. Yeah, it's a long season. Yep. Well, I'm so glad I could have you on this morning. It was good to hear your voice on the radio again, and we'll do this again soon.
Anytime, Pam. I appreciate you.
What's next? Keep listening to find out, because the news never stops.
Get the facts.
And neither do we.
1480 WHBC and WHBC.com.